I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Millions of people in Bangladesh are impacted by a recent disaster. Keep listening. Meanwhile, it's time for something new for the global spread of the gospel. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Bangladesh, where cyclone response is underway, but the United Nations says more help is needed. UN teams are distributing hygiene kits and water purification tablets as water sources remain contaminated in the aftermath of Cyclone Rommel. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says Bangladesh's geography makes it particularly vulnerable.
The Bay of Bengal is just a breeding ground for cyclones every single year. It's not a matter of if, but when the cyclones come up. So you've got this massive, highly concentrated area of humanity in low-lying areas, and when a storm comes through, it's devastating.
Extremely heavy rain and high-speed winds battered the area for more than 36 hours, making Rommel one of the longest cyclones in Bangladesh's history. More than 3 million people were affected in Muslim-majority Bangladesh.
Electricity is still out in different places. It's not just your house got affected, but when the storm surges come in, it destroys all their crops. They're literal source of existence is destroyed. It's that way for months and months before they can recover.
Pray for endurance for the believers who are meeting tangible and spiritual needs of storm survivors.
It's a great opportunity to come alongside, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Now, we've heard countless stories of Muslims receiving Jesus in the aftermath of a disaster like the cyclone that just hit Bangladesh.
Next, the winds of change are sweeping through India's politics. In an unexpected turn, last-minute election results showed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political party, the BJP, lost its outright majority in Parliament. This loss forces Modi to return to coalition politics for the first time in a decade. While stock markets tremble at the uncertainty, Christians see a glimmer of hope. David with A3 says under 10 years of BJP rule,
they've been persecuting the people as well as the pastors. Many of them have totally shut down the church and leave the town because of the harassment from the authorities. People are driven out of their homes. They were not allowed to enter the village because they are Christians, and only if they renounced their faith, they were allowed to get back to their village.
Modi and the BJP turned a blind eye to Hindu nationalists, which sent persecution skyrocketing over the last decade. Now, instead of ramrodding Hindu nationalist policies through parliament with BJP support, Modi will have to rely on the cooperation of his political alliance to govern. David explains in an email to MNN that alliance members often support secular agendas, which protects the interests of minorities like Christians. Only the Lord knows what tomorrow brings. Pray he'll give Christian leaders his wisdom and discretion.
Pray that we will be united in our effort to stand with one another.
And it's time for new gospel tools. Jeff Peters with Jesus Film Project says he recently heard the State of the Great Commission report from the Lausanne movement. One graph shows the percentage of global Christianity in relation to the world population over 120 years. Now, most graph lines for major Christian denominations were flat, showing little or no growth.
What that tells me is that when we look at everything we've done, the global missions movements, the incredible efforts that have been to reach into least reached communities around the world and disciple people around the Bible and Christianity for over 150 years, effectively, we're still at a flat line. Christianity is flatlined.
To reach today's generation, Jesus Film Project is coming out with a new animated movie, Jesus, and connecting with Christian leaders to figure out how each culture can use this new movie. For example, Peters was in Australia this week.
We're pulling together 400 ministry leaders from major ministries throughout all of Australia in a series of four separate city-to-city events where we will actually begin to hear from them. How could they see utilizing a tool like this? What does that mean for them?
Be encouraged about what God is doing and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.